Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Caleb, wow, what a few days you've had in Greenville over the past, really, a few weeks. Over the weekend, a terrible incident at the skating rink there where you had a couple of young people that were stabbed to death and several others suffered pretty serious wounds. And then there had been some other incidents leading up to that in the past few weeks, and seemed as if Greenville had gone quite some time without any homicides, and then all of a sudden this summer it's all burst out again. So
absolutely, yeah, it's been a really unfortunate and violent month for Greenville. We've had four confirmed homicides in the last 30 days. And like you're saying, Saturday morning, we had two 21-year-old men who were stabbed at the Skate Safari skating rink in Greenville and died at the hospital. And obviously that's just a tremendous tragedy. And then, we had two homicides in the weeks before this past week. So a lot of violence in Greenville. There have been some other incidents, some non-fatal stabbings and shootings and stuff in the community. And so and right now there's not really a distinctive pattern or connection.
Yeah.
We're trying to look into that and talk with some local law enforcement to try and figure out what's going on. As of right now, it looks like a lot of this stuff is random, and at least the fact that it's not connected together. You know, there's no there's no sense of some sort of new group or presence in Greenville that's causing this. This is just an outbreak of violence, really.
It's the summertime, and it seems as if summer is a time when that sort of thing happens more often.
It is, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got people, people that are out for longer. A lot of students aren't in school. The heat can contribute to that. But we've had a relatively mild summer, so it's kind of a surprising, month from that perspective.
Yeah. Now you said that there's going to be a community rally on Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. having to do with this latest incident at the skating rink.
Yes, absolutely. What's been very positive that I've seen out of this, very negative situation has been the way that the community has kind of come together and kind of try to present this message of unity and hope. And also, I was at a prayer service earlier this week where they emphasized trying to bring justice to the murderers and to cooperate with police. And so the community rally on Sunday is really going to emphasize the message that a lot of community leaders have been sending that says, this is not a racial issue or a gender issue or an age issue. This is something that's affecting all of Greenville, and in order to combat it, we're going to have to come together as a community and work together.
And that will be where?
That's going to be just right in front of the courthouse downtown, and it's open to the public, and it's going to start at 2. And if the previous prayer service is any kind of indication, it should be very well attended.
Mm-hmm. That would be Sunday, August 24th then. All right, we're talking with Caleb Slinkard, the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Saw in your newspaper that although there's no activity, that the Crossroads Mall remodeling project still supposedly is going to go forward, but for whatever reason, just not anything has happened over the past couple of months or so.
Yeah, it's kind of become, I don't want to necessarily say a joke in the newsroom, but every time that somebody asks us about the mall or we get another story, it just kind of seems like we're repeating ourselves a lot. The party line, if you will, is that this is still going to happen, but when it's going to happen, we don't know. And even if we did have a specific date, those dates have come and gone several times over the last couple of years. So I guess the positive news is nobody is officially saying it's dead. But as far as any specifics, we're still going to have to wait and see. And for me personally, I'm not going to believe it until I see somebody swinging a sledgehammer out there.
Right,
so
right. Now, the YMCA project is going forward, but I continue to see a lot of letters in your newspaper. There's still obviously a lot of resistance to that project.
Absolutely. And I think that part of that stems from the fact that as more information comes out about the YMCA project, people are starting to realize the cost of the project in a lot more detail. And one of the things that people are bringing up a lot is the fact that Greenville ISD is going to contribute money to the project, about $100,000 a year for hopefully 10 years if you're a YMCA supporter. And so obviously a lot of residents are saying, well, we're already being taxed for the new YMCA. Now we're going to be taxed by Greenville ISD, and then they're going to contribute to the Y, and then we're still going to have to pay to use it. Now, YMCA leadership has said that they're going to try and prorate fees and rates for people that live in the city, but we don't know what that's going to look like yet and how it's going to affect people. So there definitely is still a lot of resistance to the idea simply because of the cost attached. But, you know, then again, it also still has a lot of support.
Mm-hmm. But they have not hired anybody to do the work on the project. Have they hired an architect?
Haven't hired an architect yet. In fact, the city and the Y still don't have an official agreement that's going to say, you know, the Y is going to operate it. So even though the city did approve the project, it still hasn't moved forward very quickly.
Okay. I know a lot of people will be interested to know that the Cotton Patch Cafe is going to be opening very soon. In fact, I guess they've had an unofficial opening.
It's been packed the last couple of days and opens August 20th.
All right. Caleb, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Caleb Slinkard is the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.